Waterloo, Iowa. The Border Cats bats came to life a little too late against the Waterloo Bucks. The Cats spotted the Bucks an 8-0 lead, then scored 4 runs, 2 in the 8th and 2 in the 9th, to cut the gap. But when Chaney Trout recorded the final out, despite giving up 2 hits and 2 walks in his only inning of relief, Thunder Bay was on the wrong side of a 9-4 decision. The good news is the loss didn't loosen the Border Cats' grasp on first place in the Northwoods League's Great Plains Division, as both of the team's nearest challengers, the Rochester Honkers and the Duluth Huskies, lost on Thursday night. A 6-run seventh did the visitors in. Thunder Bay starter Mason Lemons, who had only allowed 2 runs to that point, got the first batter on a ground out, and was looking good with 2 outs and a runner on second. Then the bottom fell out. Luke Finn singled, Tagger Tyson was hit by a pitch to load the bases and Rick Requejo both scored on a fielder's choice. Lemons walked Larry Edwards to continue the inning, giving way to reliever Carter Wall. Wall walked in a run with Lucas Moore at the dish, hit Ben Wilms to score another, then issued another bases-loaded walk to Marcus Hoischoen. A Cole Smith infield single plated the final run of the inning before Wall got Evan Morrison to ground out to first. Lemons allowed 7 runs, but only 2 of them were earned, on 7 hits and 2 walks. His Waterloo counterpart, Kyle Beattie, tossed a gem, pitching 7 shutout innings, allowing just 6 hits and a walk. The Cats finally broke through against reliever Braden Cunningham, who gave up a 2-run shot to Sam Stem in the 8th. Zane Scancy had an RBI single in the 9th and Stem drove in his 3rd run of the night on a fielder's choice. The Cats, 11-6, and Bucks, 7-10, tangle again on Friday night.